Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around. Okay, so another late Tuesday evening in preparation for 6 a.m. Wednesday release. Podcast recording happening, but very different headspace to where I was last week. And just let me tell you, from last week, I actually recorded a podcast episode maybe 4 days ago, and sadly, maybe not so sadly, it just disappeared. Like my audition froze, it closed. Usually I can open it up and save it, but it was gone. And it was post the recording of last week's episode, and I went even further down. And so I literally cried during the recording of this episode, and I kind of wish that I did still have it, because I did want to actually share it with you guys, because I think it's important to see that this shit affects a lot of us. In fact, pretty much everyone I know who launches things feels the launch crash, you know, or who has been in business for themselves feels those moments where you just don't know how you're going to go on and you don't know if you want to. Not necessarily in a life sense, but in the business sense, you know. It's like all hope is gone. What's the fucking point? You know, and it's very easy to fall into that victim space then. I still go there sometimes, you know. I really do. And I'm human. So we can do all of the work on ourselves, but we're still human. So we're still going to be affected. And I mean, if we weren't affected by anything, we'd kind of be sociopaths or something. I don't know if that's the correct term, but you know, we probably wouldn't be very nice people to be around. We are human, and it is our nature to have highs and lows and experience everything in between. And so last week was like a mid-low and then a crushing low. And then I had a strange turn of events. I went from this really low point to, and usually my MO would be to like throw an offer out there, like I had with Frequency, the podcaster's mastermind that I've been working on, throw the offer out there, get a response that wasn't that great, go into hiding and kind of just like let it fizzle out. And I see so many people do this. They don't commit to the end. They allow the circumstances or the lack of interest deter them from moving on, and they make it about them. And that's really what was happening for me last week. It was triggering all of my old stories. I don't know if it was the full moon or the eclipses or what, but I was wading around in my old stories of failure and mediocrity and no one likes me and, you know, this shit doesn't work for me kind of stuff. I was so in it. And then I just decided, just fucking keep going. Keep going and just drop the attachment. If it doesn't work out, it's okay. Something else will happen, you know? Like, just don't have all your eggs in this basket being the thing that determines your worth, which I think a lot of us can do. I know I've done it. I've made businesses determine my worth a lot throughout my life. And sometimes that's great, but it means that business needs to be good or going well in order for you to feel like you're a decent human. And that's actually codependency, people. You are codependent on your business when its success is your success as a human being, right? Anyway, I'd committed and I was like, I'm just going to George Costanza it. Actually, I have to like intervene here, because there was a catalyst for this, which was one of you guys. So one of my amazing retreat attendees from my last retreat, Amy Dwyer, she had messaged me and said, hey, I listened to your podcast episode and, you know, I didn't even know you had the mastermind going, because you write a lot of really long posts and then the offer's right down the bottom. And she's like, sometimes I don't read the whole post, so I don't know that you've got something on. And also, right, want to point out, this is a mistake that I see a lot of people make. They put one post out And then that's the launch, right? One post on Instagram, one post on Facebook, maybe an email, and they get like a lackluster response. And then it's like, pack up the bags and go on a fucking holiday to Shitsville. Population you and all your baggage. And that's really, that's, I was in Shitsville last week. So, but that's generally what I see a lot of people do, right? Like they throw an offer out there, don't get the response, but don't actually remember that if you're posting something on Facebook, you're getting very limited reach. Like in each medium that you're sharing, you're getting a limited reach. You know, you might email your list and maybe 30% of the people open it. How many percentage of that actually read it? How many percentage of that actually click and go and read your sales page? You know, like these are small numbers that we end up talking to specifically about our products or what we have to sell, right? And then you have conversion rates based off how many, you know, people actually go to the sales page. So like what we're doing is like dwindling down the numbers constantly. You know, we post on Instagram and we might reach 10% of our audience, but have they actually even read the, you know, the content? Have they taken it in? Have they gotten to the offer? Do they understand it? You know, so there's like, we can take something, we can kind of just throw something out there and think, oh God, like I'm taking up too much space here. No, obviously nobody wants to hear about it. And that's where I was. I was at this place where I was writing these really long, well thought out posts that weren't getting any engagement. And Amy had emailed me and reminded me that, you know, like putting an offer down the bottom of a long form post, actually it was trending a few years ago now, and obviously it worked then, but you know, I think it's worth testing things out. So taking on board what Amy said, I was like, you know what? Yeah, like I'm just going to be bold and I'm just going to say what the offer is straight up. No fucking around. No like easing people into it. Just like punching them in the face with the offer. Frequency Podcasting Mastermind, you'd be fucking crazy not to join. Here's what it is. You know, like no bullshit, no, none of that shit. Just like, this is what it is. Do you want in? The end. And so I wrote one post that was about that. And I got a lot of traction. And a lot of people started asking me, hey, is this for someone who's looking to start a podcast, not just for people who are already podcasting? And that particular mastermind, the one that I was launching, Frequency Podcasters Mastermind, is just for people who are already established in podcasting. It's not suitable for startups because it's a different conversation that we have when you've launched and you've got some skin in the game. And so I kind of said that, and then I went away and I thought about it and I thought, hang on, there's like a few people here asking me for this. So what if I was to offer that? What if I gave the people what they're asking for? You know, and in the past, I wouldn't have been able to see what they were asking me for because I would have been so dog-eared, you know, attached, determined to hang on to the idea that I'd had that I would miss the opportunities that were in front of me. But after seeing all these people kind of questioning, oh, you know, I could use this, but I haven't started yet, I thought, well, fuck it. If I can get 10 people interested in this, it would be worth my while running. And so all of these people had said, yep, I'm interested, I'm interested, I'm interested. And so I just took the offer that I had for Frequency Podcasters Mastermind and duplicated it for people who aren't podcasting yet. So now, because of that post and because of a lot of hard work post that post, because that's another thing that I want to talk about, but I'll finish this thought first. So because of that post, I had more people apply for the Podcasters Mastermind because it got a lot more traction because there was a lot more interaction and questioning kind of going on. So that was amazing. So the Podcasters Mastermind started to fill. And at the same time, my newbie kind of startup Podcasters Mastermind also started to fill. So now we're here on Tuesday night, having announced it yesterday, and I have two spots left for both. So there's two spots available for established podcasters, and there's two spots left at this moment. So like almost 9 o'clock on Tuesday night. And there's two spots left for the startup mastermind. And so I'll just tell you quickly what it includes, right? And you'll see just how fucking crazy it is. So you get a community of really fucking cool people. The people who are joining are like next level amazing humans, and I am so fucking excited to work with all of them. So you get, you know, a community of people who really, who get what you're going through, which is so powerful. I know you've probably listened to the episode I did a while ago about a board of directors and how cultivating a community who can support you with where you want to go is really important. And that's what this is really about. It's about community, right? And it's about growth and it's about aligning. But essentially, you get the community. You get monthly group calls on Zoom, which include kind of like hot seats and podcast reviews and a bit of learning and all that kind of jazz mixed in. Then you get one-to-one with me, one per month. Plus you get access to a Voxer thread to bring anything that you want to bring to, any questions you have, any feedback you have, anything you need to get off your chest is all in that Voxer group. Plus, as a bonus, I'm giving you full access to Radcasters. That course is worth $500 on its own. And whether you're starting up or established, there's still plenty of gold in it for you. So it walks you step by step by step by step through starting a podcast, but it's also there to help you refine your audio, go back and look at your intro and outro and your calls to action and who you're creating the show for, and go through the format again and make sure that it's still all aligned. Like, the Podcasters Mastermind is about growth, but it's also about alignment and refinement. So includes Radcasters and the Facebook group attached to it. So all of that is $220 Australian dollars a month for 6 months. Like, it's fucking ridiculous. If you're in the US, it works out to be around $150 a month. For monthly group calls, one-on-one with me, which a one-on-one with me is $297. So you're getting all of that, Radcasters, the Voxer group, the Facebook group, all for $220 a month. That is fucking ridiculous. Fucking ridiculous. I'm questioning now why it's not more. But that's what I was guided to price it at. So that's what I priced it at. Anyway, so that's that, right? It is there. If you want to go and sign up or learn more about it, it's carlynimmo.com/ in capital letters, frequency. But what I also wanted to share here from, I guess, lessons from a current business launch is when a launch isn't going to plan, sometimes it is time to get some hustle on. And I'm not talking like, you know, exhausting, pushing shit up a hill kind of hustle, but it is worth looking to see what opportunities exist that you haven't taken advantage of, really. Like, what is sitting there? What money is sitting on the table? So, and it's not just about money on the table. It's about like what conversations have you not closed? And not in a sales closed, but like, you know those conversations where you get asked about your product or service and you email back and forth and then it just kind of goes cold. When I'm in a launch for something like this and it's not going as planned, or it is, and I'm getting all excited, this is what's actually happening for me now, is like I'm really excited by the amount of people that are signing up and coming on board and the caliber of the people I'm attracting. It's really exciting for me. So I'm adding to that excitement by going through and following up with people. And this can feel really uncomfortable for a lot of people to like, you know, follow up. I'm just going to turn around and make sure. Yep. It can feel really uncomfortable to go back to old conversations and bring them in and, you know, and revisit them when you've got something to sell. You're like, oh God, I don't want to like intrude on people. But if someone really wants to work with you and you've got something that's really great, why not just say, hey, we were talking a while back. There's no pressure whatsoever, but I've got this amazing thing that I'm doing now, and I just thought I'd drop you a link. If you're interested, let me know. Otherwise, it's all good. I just wanted to, you know, make sure you've got this. So, and you don't have to use, you know, pathetic language like I just did. But you know what? It doesn't have to be pushy and gross. It can just be, hey, we were having this conversation a while ago. It kind of like stopped in its tracks. Did you get the support you need? Because if not, I've got this really cool thing. Just thought you'd like to know about it. No pressure. Have a great day. You know, like I actually appreciate shit like that because then I can be like, oh my God, shit hot. This is really cool and it's great timing. Amazing. Go for it. And if not, it's like, thanks for letting me know. I'm sorted. You know, it's all good. I'm sorted. But I appreciate you letting me know. So it's like, I don't know. I feel like, often we can get in these places when we're in a launch of something where we do get a bit into the victim stuff and start thinking, oh, you know, oh no, it's all me, it's all shit, it's not happening for me, when it can if we commit, right? And even if I had gone through this launch and had not had the success that I'd had or that it's had so far, I would still have been able to go, I gave it a crack, and feel good about that, you know? And we just, okay, so this is the point really. We just never know where something is leading us. So I had this idea and then I thought, oh no, the world is, crashing around me. It's not going to happen. But then something, an amazing twist of events means that now I have not just one, but two almost filled masterminds. I could not have told you that wasn't even a possibility for me last week. So we just don't know where our commitment to something can take us. So the moral of the story is have a look at the patterns that you have when you're doing something outside of your comfort zone, right? And specifically in this regard, I'm talking about a launch, but it could be really anything where you're getting outside your comfort zone. And look for your patterned behaviors. I launch, I throw an offer out there, I don't get the response that I want, I make it about me, I just start to fall into fear and doubt, I go into hiding, and I don't see it through to the end, so I don't really know what's possible. You know, and then once you have awareness around that, you can go, okay, you know, and I know I spoke about this in Find Your Freak. It's like I call it the George Costanza, right? There's that Seinfeld episode, which is just a classic, where George decides that he's just going to do the opposite to what he usually does. So he says to, you know, some woman that he's trying to date, I'm bald, I live with my mom, I'm unemployed, you know, and she's hot for him. So it's like, and then I think he goes for a job interview and he basically says the truth, he's lazy and whatever, and he gets the job. So, you know, so I like to every now and then George Costanza things, and that's what I did this time. I took what was a shit situation, which I could recognize. I guess the key is having self-awareness here, right? But I could recognize that I was heading down a path that I've been many times before and doesn't serve me. And so George Costanza, commit, see it through, drop the attachment, just, you know, commit to this thing and let it unfold. Because what is it they say? Like, God laughs at our best laid plans. We think we know what we want. And then I saw a great meme the other day about like, it's like two people on a roller coaster together. And one is, it says like, the universe's idea of where I'm going and mine. And it's like the universe is laughing. And then there's this like little kid next to it, like with the scaredest face on it, like it's shitting itself. And that's you, right? Like the universe is having a great time taking you on this roller coaster and you're freaking out when it could actually be fun if you just let go and were present to the fact that you're on a roller coaster. So that is my thoughts for today. Lots for you to think about. And if you do want or you're interested in joining the mastermind, just check out carlinimmo.com/ frequency, all in capital letters. If you put it in lowercase, it'll actually take you to my last version of Frequency, which was a failure. It was a mastermind that I launched at the beginning of this year, not podcasting specific. It was business specific, and I had two applications and I ghosted. Well, I didn't ghost. I contacted the people who had applied and said I didn't get the interest and I'm sorry. But I ghosted because I didn't see the commitment all the way through. And so now I've got Frequency in capital letters, which is much better suited, right? Frequency, finding your podcasting freak. Like, there's an element of the freak in there, but it's also like frequency, the frequency of our voice, the frequency with which we show up to our chosen medium of podcasting. Have a great week. Until next week, peace out. Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.